Today we're going to start Perek Mem, but we're going to recap a little bit. And at the end of Perek Lamentes, Baal Tanya told us you cannot compare Aveda Lishma to Aveda Shalai Lishma. And that Aveda Lishma has an incredible potential of great elevation to the Olamis, to the higher Olamis. The good news, however, and it went through a great extent to explain where one can reach through here. Turn that down a little bit. Just there's a knob there. Tremendous, you know, the madregas that one is able to reach when they do their avodah correctly. And it was, you know, incredibly powerful about kaguf b'lei neshama, that whole thing, like the serving without kavana is like a body without a soul. It's very frightening. But at the end, he said, but don't worry about it. He didn't say those words. But he said, ultimately, if one time we do the mitzvah correctly, it's able to elevate with it the mitzvahs that we did that were short on kavana. And if we have a tefillah that was done incorrectly, that it could be redeemed with one tefillah that's done correctly. Similarly, this is, by the way, not negative. As long as we didn't do it with negative kavana. There's also negative kavana, which is a whole different thing. We're not talking about negative kavana. We're not talking about lekanter, where a person learned to show up other people. That's negative. So now, he's going to address what happens in the meantime. What happens before we redeem our Torah and Tefillah? So Perek Mem, it's on Daf Nun Dalet. And then he mentions a Maamar Chazal that I came across recently in other Sefer Kodesh, and it was just too much fun not to share what the other Sefarim say about it. So Dav Nun Dalet Perek Mem. Ach, Kolzman. There's plenty. You're missing? There's one right there. Ach, Kolzman Shalechos of Olama Dovaz Adishmo. As long as a person has not gone back to do it correctly for the right sake. Ein Limude Oila. His Torah study is not elevated. Afilu biyud sviris hameiris ba'olam hayitzir v'asir. Meaning like this. Last week he told us, depending on a person's level, if a person has real emotional love and awe, then their mitzvahs are able to be elevated all the way up in the olam habriya. Person who doesn't do it emotionally, but at least intellectually, their avodah can be elevated all the way to olam hayitzir. Okay, now, we need to understand like this, that in each one of the olamos, there is a chelik haruchni, and there is a virtual chelik hagashmi. Obviously, these are not physical worlds, right? But there's a structure, there's a structure, and then there's the soul, okay? The soul, the reality, the godly portion of it is what we call the ten spheres of, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam relates to his world through the spheres. That is the godliness of each of the elements. That's what we're aiming for. Because, as we discussed very early on, that the Rambam, quoted from the Rambam, that the tachlis of Aveda is to connect, is Dveikus Bashem. Okay? That's the tachlis of all Aveda. Dveikus Bashem means Dveikus, in that which we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, within each of the elements, you have these 10 spheres, and a person can connect either to 10 spheres of the world that we're in, 10 spheres of Asiya. A person who's avodah is higher, he can be elevated higher, and it's as he discussed last week during Shemoneh Esrei, during the bowing down of Shemoneh Esrei, even this most simple Jew can connect momentarily to Yud spheres, Datsilas. Whatever that means, okay, we have no idea what it means because we're all bound in this physical trap. When we leave the physical trap, that's when we get to kind of see the benefits of what that means. Now, when a person has not yet gone back to learn correctly, his Torah and mitzvahs are suspended in a chamber, but not necessarily in the life source of that chamber, not in the yud spheres of the chamber, they're just stuck in the room. They're stuck hanging there until they're infused with life. So, it's compared to if science were able to create a physical body somehow, right? They were able to clone people. They still haven't figured out how to clone a neshama, nor will they ever figure out how to clone a neshama. So they may be able to create a body. They can't create a soul. That's what we're talking about. We can create bodies of many, of much Torah and mitzvahs. But when it comes to creating a neshama, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for. Let's say it again inside. Ach, kol zman shelecha zev olama dover zeh lishmo, as long as a person has not gone back to do it correctly, ein limude oila, his study of Torah is not elevated, afilu biyud sviras hameiras ba'olam hayetzira v'asiya, even in the 10 spheres that illuminate in the world, these are the lower two worlds of Yetzirah and Asiya. Why not? He says, let's be real here. The spheres themselves are godly emanations. And through them, a person can enclose, like the Gemara says, Mahu Racham, Afata Racham, Mahu Chanon, Afata Chanon. We need to get into the godly midas, right? The Talmud Devarim wrote a whole sefer on how we emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam in these midas, right? But we got to recognize that without infusing our service with awe and with love, our avoda cannot be elevated to go up before Hashem, as is explicitly written in the Zohar. Okay, the learning is able to go into the chambers, into the rooms, umedurin, in those rooms. They're able to go into the shells of the world. Now, you want to insult the Jew? Somebody just asked me last week, why in Shacharis do we talk about Hasrafim, Vaifanim, Vachayas HaKadosh? Where does that come into Birchas Krishma? Why do we talk about angels? The reason we talk about angels is because we're all very impressed with angels. Angels are very holy, but they don't come close to a Jew. The avoda of an angel cannot touch where a Jew is able to go in their avoda. So all this farm right that the reason we mention the Eifanim and the Chayas HaKadosh and Birchas Krishma is in preparation of a Jew's statement of Shema and V'Ahavta that wipes out the angels. The Ribbono Shel Olam sits and waits for a Jew. The angels can say their shir all day long, but a Jew's avoda is what's valuable. Now, you want to insult a Jew, you say to him, you know your avoda is like the avoda of an angel. That's what he's saying here. You know where your avoda is going? It's going into the chambers. Your avoda is going to be like an angel. From Torah, which is studied without correct intent, we create angels. Remember, this is again a big yisoid in all anybody who has any relationship with the world of Kabbalah, that our actions create angels. We are creating. We create those angels that are singing the Shira. They are created through our actions, right? So, Reb Chaim Vital, again, this is the insult. From our Torah that's done without Kavanah, we create angels in Olam HaYetzirah. Omei our mitzvahs b'li Kavanah, and from our mitzvahs that are done without intent, Nivrei Malachim b'Olam HaAsiyah, we create angels in this world. V'chol HaMalachim Heim. Now, you're going to ask, what's the Shaykh is? He says, very simple. Angels are... where are we here? Oh, angels are Bali Chayma Vitsura. Angels are beings that are made up of, just like people have a Chayma and a Tzura, we have a body and a soul. Angels have a body and a soul. Now, their body is not made up of flesh and blood, right? But nonetheless, compared to their neshamas, their bodies are made up of the two, the four things that everything in the world is made up of, is Esh, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofer. They don't have Mayim and Ofer, but they are made up of Esh and Ruach. Their bodies. You seen an angel recently? So, now, that's about Torah that's not done with love and fear. But Torah Shalai Lishma Mamish Gigayin Liyas Talmud Chacham Mekai Gavna. What happens if a person learns just because they want to become a Torah scholar? Meaning, God doesn't enter the picture. They just learn because I'm tired of being an ignoramus. I want to be a scholar of it. That doesn't make it up at all. That kind of Torah doesn't even make it into the chambers of the angels, the Kedusha. It remains here in this physical world, which is the housing, the public housing of the Klipas. He brings four sources here in the Haggah from the Zohar on this concept. A posuk my yisra, and look at this, it's just a beautiful taich and a posuk in Koheles. My yisra in la'odam b'chol amoleh sh'yamol tachas ha-shemesh. The posuk says, King Solomon says, what advantage is there for all of the toil that people do below the sun? What's he saying? Simple meaning is that we spin our wheels all day long, and ultimately when we turn around, there's very little accomplished. What advantage is there to any work that people do beneath the sun, right? It sounds like a classic degrading posuk in Koheles, right? He degrades everything in this world as being Hakol Hevel, Hevel Avolam. Right? Go to the exhibit at TAM and you'll see the exhibit on the Hevel of this world. Says the Zohar, here are the killers, killer words, last words on page. De afilu alma de oraisa, even the world of Torah, says the Zohar. Now turn the page to 108. I ovid begin yikari, if the person is learning for his own honor, it's tachas hashamish. That is Torah learned beneath the sun, and there's very little advantage. Now, are we supposed to not go learn tomorrow because of this? Clearly not. We're trying to draw a destination of where we're heading. And Ramchal says that even if a person learns for all the wrong reasons, eventually it'll get him. Okay, so everybody relax. So the Zohar is saying, usually we make a distinction between, okay, when we work on Ruchnias, it's on top of the Shemesh. Right? That's Avodah, that's worthwhile. That's Shlaim HaMelech wasn't insulting that Avodah. What advantage is there for any of the work we do? Tachas Hashemesh, that's insulting. Comes the Zohar and says, included in that is a person who studies Torah for their own honor. V'zeshikshiv. This is what Chazal say. This is worth the whole parak. Ashrei mi shebo lekan. Fortunate is the person who comes to this world v'talmudei biyodei, and he has his Talmud in his hand. Okay? Famous Chazal, right? So everybody, this is one of the big Chazals. You come, you know, fortunate is the person who comes up. You got a picture of a guy coming into Olam Haba with his big shas, right? With Talmud Abiyade. Zogted Balatanya Pirish Leinisha Lamata Bayelam Hazeh. What he's saying is, fortunate is the person whose Torah doesn't get stuck down there. His Torah can never be elevated because all he learned, the only reason he ever studied Torah, was for his own self-aggrandizement. Okay, let's pause here. And I want to show you a few mamarim from other Sefer Kodesh on that particular chazal that I just ran into last week. And clearly it was Bashert that we should learn about Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmud biyodei. Everybody gets three copies of the same thing because my printer went printer crazy. So please take three or four copies of the same page. So the first one is from the Noam HaLamelech. So if you take a look at the first column on the right-hand side, there's two dots about six lines in. Minirali. No, it's about eight lines. Minirali di Isa b'Gemara. Got it? Oh, no, go two lines above it. Shtei yadas the kevashach, the parshas truma, there were two hands sticking out for each one of the krashim. David, this is the Noam HaLamelech one. These to be Gemara, the Gemara says, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmud to be other. Gemara in Psachim. Fortunate is the person who comes here with his Talmud in his hands. V'nirali, says the Reb Melech. The Isa be Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Godel Talmud, Shemevli de Maisa. The famous Gemara, the battle in Baba Kama, what's greater, Maisa or Talmud? Right? So the Gemara concludes, no, Talmud is greater. Why? Shemevi the day Maisa, because it brings to action. Okay, which one's greater? It's got to be one of the most confusing Gemaras in all of Shas. Talmud is greater because it brings to action. So which one's greater?
So action is the goal.
It's so confusing. It's absolute circular Talmudic thinking.
It's not.
Why? Right.
Talmud is greater. Action is just a result of Talmud.
Ah. Says the Balatanya, Amizadir Mailah, Vinimta Talmud Ugodal, he learns differently than Mendel. It's in the footnotes, you see, he says, different than Mendel. Talmud Ugodal, when is Talmud Gadol? Kishaba Ayyadei, Ayyadei, Liyadei Maisa. If the learning brings into action, then Talmud is greater. That shows that his Talmud was done right. When is Talmud greater? When it brings the person to action. Now, but in this world, when we see a person learning, no person can know if his Torah was really the kind of Torah that'll bring him to action or not. No, we have no idea because nobody has. You know, like the person asked me on the phone, when I was giving them a credit card number, they said, when's your expiration date? I said, I don't know. We don't know when the expiration date is. I said, you probably want to know when my card's expiration date is, right? V'ikarayva maysa, he says, most action in Torah and Mitzvahs is nasa al yidei ayad. It happens through the hands, right? V'zeu. This is what the Gemara is saying. Ashrei Misha Balikan. V'talmudai. How do you really know if the person's learning was right? V'talmudai biyodai. You look at what he did with his hands. Did he really ultimately carry it out? Did he live like a Jew or did he just study like a Jew? If he did what he studied, V'talmudai is biyodai. You see his learning in his hands, you see in how he fulfilled the mitzvah. You see, who is Ashrei? Who is fortunate? Who is the person that the Rebbe Shlomo is really looking for? Misha Balakan, the person who arrives up here. V'talmudai, you see his learning. Where biyadai? In his action. He lived like a Jew. He brought it to action. Such a gorgeous interpretation in the Chazal. Okay. Next interpretation, very similar to that, is in the Sefer called Rav Yaive. So, Rav Yaive unfortunately not a well-known Sefer. The author was Rav Yaakov Yosef he was a Magid in the city of Ostrahov, and I believe he was a Talmud of the Magid. Let's see. Because I was coming from the Baditcheverov. I mean, he must have been a Talmud of the Magid, or he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem. Anyhow. So, Bianchi Yosef writes as follows. Parashas Pekudei. Eidah Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidah, Sasha Pokot, Alpi Moshe. This is the commandments, the Mishkan, the order, Sasha Pokot, Alpi Moshe. Avedis HaLeviyah, Biyad Isama ben Arnakain. In the hand of Isama, the son of Arnakain. Near the farish beezes Hashem Yisborach. Hineksiv, kinekosiv va'atem advekim Hashem alikeichem. You who cleave to Hashem your God, chayim kulchem ayim. You are alive together today. So the Gemara asks, v'chiyev shelidovik odem v'Hashem. A person can't cleave to Hashem. Kivin Hashem Yisborach eish oichel eish Hashem. It says about him he's an all-consuming fire. How can you cling to fire? Answers the Gemara. The way we know to connect to Hashem is by fulfilling the 248 positive mitzvahs, the 365 negative mitzvahs. So we're able to be Dovek Bashem. Why is that? See, he explains, this is an Arizal, Ki kol mitzvah hu shem avaya baruch hu. The very word mitzvah is the shem Hashem. Why? Ki oisi is mem tzadik hushem yud ke ba'at bash. Because mem tzadik is the first two letters of Hashem's name using the system called at bash, where the first letter of the last letter of the aleph bays are interchangeable, and the second letter and the second to last, and so on. And yud hei is right there. Now, Evavke is right there. And we know that Hashem and His Torah are completely and totally one. Therefore, the Al Yidei Shoiskim B'Torah Mitzvahs, when a person toils in Torah and Mitzvahs, Be'uvda, in action, Ubir'usa D'Liba, and is in emotions, Mamshech Alatzmei Hashchina, the person becomes a virtual Mishkan to the Shechina. That a person has the ability to become a virtual Mishkan. These commandments, if a person fulfills them, is goyrim shal yideh mitzvahs upgudim, through the mitzvahs and the commandments, nasa mishkan the shechina, the person becomes a mishkan. Shashchina shenikras Hashem kenoida shoychina la'odim, it rests on the person, zeh Hashem mishkan. That is ha mishkan. Okay? Ulefi zeh mishkan ha'idus imanu rayim. If we see shashchina shoychina la'odim, if we're able to perceive that the Shechina dwells upon a person, then who ate this with Simon, it's obvious that it is a testimony, Shekayim Adam HaTorah, that that person, the testimony is the fact that the Shechina rests upon this person must be, the only way it happened is because it's testimony, Shekayim Adam HaTorah, that this person fulfilled Torah, L'kach Zocha L'Shoah HaShechina. And that's why he merited Hashem's Hashkina, because he's a Torah observant Jew. How else did he merit to have that kind of Hashem's Hashkina? V'loy toimar davke pikude ha-mitzvah sheksuvim b'tori. He says, don't lest anybody think that we're dealing here just with biblical law. And that's gormim Hashem's Hashkina olam, that will cause the Shechina to rest on a person. Not true. Again, there were those who at a certain point, it was around this time, it was a little bit later also, that there were those who were deniers of Torah Sheba'al Peh. They were into biblical law, and they were deniers of the rabbinic law. I'm not talking about Tzedekim, I'm talking about there was a movement in Europe. Oh, this was in Eastern Europe. There was a big movement. We have a Sefer, Ksav Yad, from a great-grandfather's. Most of the Sefer, he carries on about this concept of not separating Torah Sheba'al Peh from Torah Sheba'al Peh. It was a big to-do about it there. So, he says, don't think that only Torah Sheba'al Peh could cause the Hashros HaShechina L'Adam. Ela kol ma shenemer alocha l'meishim Sinai for the Torah Sheba'al Peh. I don't care if it's alocha l'meishim Sinai or even if it's the oral law. If a person fulfills them, that will cause the Shechina to rest upon him. Shari Kedusha, Reb Chaim Vital, as is written in the Shari Kedusha, is really a Musa Sefer from Reb Chaim Vital. That's the meaning. That which he commanded through Moshe, that refers to Torah Sheba'al Peh, not what he gave in writing. He says, that too is the service of Leviim. What's the service of Leviim? That is an avoid of connection. It's an avoid of attachment. The very term Levi was said by Leah, which meant, now my husband will connect with me. However, to connect to Hashem through mitzvah fulfillment requires two conditions. Tanai echod, biyad isamar. Condition number one is that it's in the hands of isamar. Kamei she'amru chazal, she'amru lemaila, they say upstairs, ashrei mi shebalikan, v'talmudai biyadai. Fortunate is the person who comes with his learning in his hand. Zeu biyad yemash itmar b'teira. Isamar is the same letters of itmar, of I learned, meaning hainushi kaim biyad mashalomit b'teira. That is a person who actually acts on that which he learned. That's condition number one. A person who has learned much more than his action is in trouble. Tanai Beis, the second condition is Shadayya Olav HaTeru U'mitzvahs Ke'el. That Torah and mitzvah should not be a burden upon the person. V'lo b'shvil kabel pras, and he shouldn't be serving only to receive reward. Elam Yahava, the person should serve out of love. And that's why the pasuk concludes, Zeu ben Aaron HaKoyen, he should be serving like a child of Aaron, Aaron Meloshen, Moiharumat, and quickness and eagerness. Koyen Usherus, as a servant. That which the person serves, he should serve out of love, like a gift. The attitude needs to be that I have the privilege to serve, not that I have to do it, but I have the privilege to serve. That will lead the person to having the Shekhinah dwell upon him. So this, I mean, clearly a different interpretation here than the Baal Tanya was offering in this Chazal. The Baal Tanya's pshat was Asher Mishabolikan v'talmud v'yodai. Fortunate is the person who comes and didn't leave all of his mitzvahs down there because he couldn't get them up. They were too heavy. They were missing the wings. And next week, Mitzvah will discuss in the end of the parak why love and awe are wings. What about them is comparable to the wings of mitzvahs? So we will meet again in Mitzvah next Wednesday.